So today, in our examination of the fruit of the Spirit, we're returning to where we began this series, the book of Galatians. And our text today comes just after Paul has listed the fruit of the Spirit. He goes on to write about what life will look like as we let the Spirit grow fruit in us. His focus in this final chapter of his letter to the church at Galatia is all about goodness. Last week, we thought together about kindness, and goodness and kindness are very closely related, but there are some subtle differences in them. If you remember, we said last week that kindness has its roots in the word for usefulness. It involves compassion for and helpfulness toward others, and it goes much deeper than surface niceness. It's not bless your heart, as we said last week. And this is true of goodness as well. But goodness also has to do with godliness, with a righteous excellence of character. So goodness, like all the other aspects of the fruit of the Spirit, is only possible for us through the work of God in our lives. And we mustn't mistake mere morality or virtuousness for goodness. Because the goodness described as a fruit of the Spirit is for the benefit of others. It's not virtue for the sake of being virtuous. Goodness is both kind and strong. It involves both good works and a good heart. In many ways, goodness means having integrity. It means doing what God says is right, even when it would be easier not to. It means following the way of Jesus, regardless of what it costs you. It means holding on to what God says is genuine and being faithfully obedient, following God's path. God calls us to be filled with goodness from the inside out, being holy in what we do and say, because as Christians, we should have hearts that seek goodness. And we're not to just do good works. Lots of people can do good works, but doing good works without a good heart is empty. So as I said earlier, Paul leaves the Galatians with some final words about goodness. And I want us to look at those together a little more closely. Like all the fruit of the Spirit, goodness is best grown when we're connected to Jesus, the vine, which also means that we're connected to each other. And the health of one member of the family affects us all. You've seen that, right? Plants, where one bloom, one fruit starts to go bad, and then it slowly moves along the entire vine. That's why one sign of the Spirit growing goodness in us is our support of one another. And Paul reminds the Galatians and us that that support comes in many ways. It may require, as we read in verse 1 of chapter 6, gently correcting each other's course. And this shouldn't be done from a sense of moral superiority or in a harsh way. Paul tells us it should be done gently, gently guiding each other back to God's path. Because our purpose isn't punishment for bad actions. It's the same as God's purpose, restoration and redemption. Paul reminds us that we need to be compassionate with those who are straying, remembering that we too are susceptible to temptation, just one decision away from failing to live up to God's standards. And I know it's often easier for me, for us, to look away from the sin in a friend's life rather than risk that relationship by talking to them about it. But goodness asks us to care enough to help each other become our truest selves, created by God in God's image and declared to be good, redeemed by Christ and called beloved children of God, bearing good fruit that the Spirit grows in us. I'm not saying that we should offer harsh judgment or hypocritical assessment of the sin in others' lives while ignoring our own. That's exactly the opposite of what Paul is talking about here. What it means is that we should be working at developing such close relationships within our family of faith that this kind of accountability is welcomed as we help each other become good. And we're not called to just watch over each other's behavior or to offer constant correction. We're also called to bear each other's burdens. Often, it's our response to some overwhelming burden in our lives that leads us down a path that we shouldn't travel. And if we are practicing goodness and supporting each other along the way and encouraging good decisions and good works, then we'll have less reason to offer or to need correction. Paul goes on to write, if we are allowing goodness to be grown in us, we will not compare ourselves to others, but will do the good work that God has called us to. And that work in itself will be our reward. Goodness in our hearts means that we do good work with our hands without feeling either too important or not important enough. Simply being happy with doing what God has put before us. It's the time of year when our nominating committee is hard at work, prayerfully listening to the Spirit's guidance and seeking to help us match our gifts and joys with the needs of our church and community. So maybe this year you can practice goodness by finding the work that God has for you in this congregation. There is much work to be done in our homes, in our church, and our community. And it can be easy to feel overwhelmed with that, to feel like we can't make a difference anyway, so why bother, or to feel unappreciated when we do try. But as the Spirit begins to grow goodness in us, we begin to feel the interior rewards of faithful service, whatever the outside results may be. When I taught preschool many years ago, I had a little boy who I loved dearly. He really tried to listen and follow the class rules, but he struggled with a lot of them. And one day, I had taken him aside to offer some correction, and he looked up at me with the most sincere look shining out of his big brown eyes, and he said, "But Miss Melissa, being good is so hard." Being good is so hard. And sometimes it seems like it may not be worth it. But it is its own reward. Our scripture passage tells us that we will harvest what we plant. A person will harvest what they plant. Those who plant only for their own benefit will harvest devastation from their selfishness. But those who plant for the benefit of the Spirit will harvest eternal life from the Spirit. Our intentions should always be unselfish, meant to honor God, not ourselves, and to help others. If we sow seeds of dissension, we will harvest our own broken relationships. If we plant seeds of self-righteousness, we will harvest our own judgment. But if we plant seeds of kindness and love, of joy and of goodness, the Bible tells us we will reap those same things. And we will see the kingdom of God springing up all around us. That's why Paul reminds us not to allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. Our passage ends with one last exhortation. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up.
If we don't quit right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. Allowing the Spirit to grow goodness in us is hard. It can be exhausting work. But if we keep at it, we will, in time, see an amazing harvest. That's the promise of Scripture. And God's promises never fail. This week, while we were at Passport Camp, we sang a song that was introduced to us the last time we were able to go to camp in person 2 years ago. I want you to listen to these words now. May your struggles keep you near the cross. May your troubles show that you need God. May your battles end the way they should. May your bad days prove that God is good. May your whole life prove that God is good. As followers of Jesus, who are faithfully allowing the fruit of the Spirit to be grown in us, that should be our goal. That our whole lives prove that God is good. Our own goodness is simply a reflection of the good God who loves us. And we must help each other remain faithfully obedient, offering and graciously receiving gentle correction, bearing each other's burdens, happily doing the work, big and small, that God has given us. Not giving up on doing good. And then we and everyone around us can know that the seeds of goodness are being grown in us. Each week in worship, and I hope each day individually, we've been praying a prayer, asking for that goodness and all the other fruit of the Spirit to be grown in us. It's printed in your bulletin so that you will have it to pray each day. And I invite you to pray with me now. Heavenly Father, we pray this day that we may live in your presence and please you more and more. Lord Jesus, we pray that this day we may take up our cross and follow you. Holy Spirit, we pray that this day you will fill us with yourself and cause your fruit to ripen in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience.